but it wouldn't provide state funding. Right now, Michigan's mental health courts rely on local communities to finance their efforts, but State Representative Kevin Cotter says strong support for these bills opens the way for future state investment.
We haven't bound the state to anything today in the way of cost, but in the next appropriation cycle, we may take a look at that.
The alternative court system allows certain offenders with serious mental health issues to avoid jail time and have certain charges erased from public records. In return, they have to participate in treatment programs under the supervision of a judge. The legislation now goes to the state's Senate. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.